Welcome to Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is October 30th, 1942, and the title is Birds of a Feather. Hope you enjoy.
Fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness, have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! There's danger from outlaws! Hail, Silver! Fire!
Night hugged the rich green valley below as the Dobie stage topped the grueling rise from Sutter's Gulch and lumbered heavily down the slope toward the welcoming lights of the town. Suddenly, masked riders swarmed from behind ghost-like boulders and surrounded the coach.
All right, boys, get him!
Whoa, whoa, pull over there! Whoa, boy! Whoa, easy, whoa, boy!
Keep your hands put in your sides, driver! Get the goal, boys!
I can't see who you are behind that mask, mister, but I'll bet you're the Hutch Larson gang.
Keep your lips buttoned, too, driver, you'll be chasing lead. All right, boys!
The Dobie City Bank was a small but formidable-looking building which boasted the motto, Honest, Reliable, Safe. Then one Saturday night, town folk heard an explosion.
What's that? Sounded like blasting powder.
It's the bank. Look.
Outlaws. They must have blasted the bank vault.
Yeah, they're all masked.
Can't turn it. That hold-up's got all the earmarks of Hutch Larson and his gang.
Thick shadows settled over the valley, cast by a cloudy night sky. It was the kind of night when rustlers were known to strike, and the cowhands guarding the herd of longhorns were watchful. Suddenly, one heard the call of a hoot owl.
Did you hear that, Hank?
Yeah. I don't like it.
Me either. That's a phony owl, if I ever heard one. Listen.
Better tell the boss.
Hey, get out!
Rustlers!
The stampede is near.
Come on!
Coming this way! They'll trample us! We got to hightail it! That's the last in pain, or I'm a wall-eyed maverick!
Outside the town jail, an angry crowd gathered. The object of their anger was old Sheriff Carter.
Now, boys, listen to me!
We've been listening to you, Sheriff! Well, we ain't heard you say nothing yet.
That's right. Yeah, what about it, Sheriff? Are you aiming to catch the Larson gang or not?
Catching them's easy, Sam. Keeping them is the problem.
What do you mean?
Just what I said. We've got two of the gang locked up in jail now, on charge of disturbing the peace.
Disturbing the peace? What's the matter with hanging that stage up, hold up? The bank robbery, cattle rustling, and all the rest of the gang's dirty activities on them.
That's right.
Oh, wait a minute. Because we've got witnesses to testify they was disturbing the peace, but nobody's ever been able to step forward and prove the gang was responsible for the big things.
Everybody knows Hutch Larson and his gang are crooks. You mean to stand there and say we can't convict them without proof?
That's the law, Dan, and I mean to stick by it.
Well, we don't, Sheriff. If you want to spare this county a mask lynching, you'd better get that proof mighty pronto.
detaching himself from the rear of the crowd, a young man hurried toward the office of the United States Marshal. He wore Eastern cut clothes and carried a valise.
Morning, Marshal Carey.
Good morning. Jim Carter. Glory be, I'm glad to see you. Here, let me look at you, son. Juniper, will you look at them fancy Eastern ducks?
I'll be glad to get out of them, into my old work clothes again.
Well, I'll say one thing for you, Jim. Going to one of them there Eastern schools ain't taking the West out of your voice none. Yep, you'll sure be a sight for your pa's old eyes. You seen the old codger yet?
No, I just got off the stage. That's what I wanted to talk to you about, Marshal. He seems to be in a spot.
Oh, you mean that crowd out there?
Yeah. What'll happen if Dad can't produce a proof to convict the Hutch Larson gang?
Jim, I'll give it to you straight from the shoulder. If your dad don't clap them polecats behind bars soon with the evidence to keep them there, there'll be a new sheriff in Dobie.
It'll break Dad's heart if he loses that star, Marshal.
I reckon it will, Jim. Your dad's been sheriff in this town for as long as I can remember. And a mighty good one, too.
Thanks, Marshal. Marshal, Well, something's been buzzing in my head. A kind of plan, I mean. It might help Dad.
What is it, Jim?
Well, I was listening outside, and I heard Dad say he'd locked up two of the Larson gang.
Yeah?
I figured if I could get myself jailed with them, posing as an outlaw like themselves, it might lead to my becoming a member of the gang. Then I could furnish Dad with all the proof he needs.
I don't know, Jim. Maybe some of the gang would recognize you as the sheriff's son.
But I understand the Larson outfit's new to these parts, and I've been away for 4 years.
Hey, that's right.
The only thing is, Dad'll recognize me when I land in jail.
Oh, no, he won't, Jim. Your dad's leaving tomorrow for the other side of the county to investigate some more of Hutch Larson's doings. And the deputies are men who've come to town since you left.
Great. Well, here's my plan, Marshal. Remember, you'll be the only man alive that'll know I'm turning outlaw to help the law.
Right, Jim. And as long as I'm alive, you can depend on me to prove your innocence whenever you get the goods on Hutch Larson and his gang.
Meanwhile, in their camp not far from town, the Lone Ranger was removing his mask and his outer clothing while Tonto prepared a secret formula of herbs. As his Indian friend applied the strange mixture of wild berries and herbs to his face, the Lone Ranger quickly donned the leather chaps and 6 guns of a cowpuncher. A moment later, the disguise was complete.
You different man now.
Well, I'll have to be, Tonto, if I'm going to fool the Larson gang.
Them not know you like this. You fool them plenty.
Good. Now, Kemosabe, you know my plan?
Huh?
The only way we can catch Larson and his outlaws in the act.
That's right.
Hutch Larson's looking for men. By winning the confidence of the two outlaws in the Dobie jail, I can arrange to be one of them. Here, Silver.
You take hold up now?
Yes, Kemosabe. Easy, big fella. The only way to convince the outlaws in jail that I'm one of their own stripe. You'll hear from me, Tonto. Come on, Silver.
Inside the express office, 2 men in shirt sleeves stood with their arms raised against the wall. A third was hastily taking the cash from the safe and storing it in a leather bag. All were unaware that the tall cowpuncher in leather chaps who held his 6 guns so casually was really the Lone Ranger, all that he was faking the holdup as part of a careful plan.
Faster there. Haven't got all day.
Yes, sir.
You over there. Do you think you'd remember me if you saw me again?
Yes, sir. I mean, no, sir. Oh, that is, I...
What's that?
I don't know.
Take up your hands. This is a holdup.
You're a little late. This is my party.
What? You mean...
Seems we both came here for the same thing. The company's cash. But I arrived first.
But...
Keep quiet, man. He ran into the express office. Watch him, he's a killer.
Let's rush him, Marshal.
All right, man.
Kid Carter, huh? Looks like the law has got you cornered, kid.
They'll never take me.
Look out, boys. The kid's a shooting fool.
This ammunition can't last forever, Marshal.
Drop that gun, kid.
What?
I've got you covered.
But... The law's chasing you, too. What?
Not for murder. I'm not a killer, and I don't plan for them to pin any of your wild shooting on me.
He stopped shooting.
He must have run out of bullets, Marshal.
All right, boys, let's rush him. Hold your fire. We're going to take Kid Carter alive. You're under arrest, kid.
What? Hey, two of them.
Marshal, that tall one was robbing the safe. He held a gun on us.
That's right, Marshal. He might have killed us if you hadn't come.
I'm not a killer, Marshal. That's why I stopped the kid from shooting.
So you're responsible for that, huh? Well, don't count on it to get you out of this holdup, mister. You're going to jail same as the kid here.
Oh, thanks, Marshal.
Oh, the nervy type, eh?
I'll take charge of him, Marshal.
Yeah, you take him, I'll take care of the kid here. There's a few things I gotta say to him.
Kid Carter, eh? Imagine a killer having the same name as the sheriff.
Well, he won't have it long. We're fixing a noose for this one.
Well, it's too bad we ain't got as much on Hutch Larson and his gang as we got on the kid. They wouldn't have a chance to worm out of jail.
You won't keep me in a hooscow either. There ain't a jail maid that can hold me.
Jim Carter's boast reached the ears of the two outlaws with whom he was jailed, and they taunted him about it.
So there ain't a jail maid that'll hold you, eh, kid?
That's what I said.
Yeah, loud mouth for such a young squirt, ain't he, Limpy?
Who you calling a young squirt?
Who but you, sonny boy?
You asked for it. Next time you got anything to say to me, don't shove your ugly mug into my face to say it.
Why,
better
you...
not say it, Jake. Kid's given you enough of a beating for one day.
Who asked you to butt in?
Stranger's right, Jake. Besides, if the kid's as handy with a gun as he is with his fists, maybe the boys can use him, too.
What do you mean?
Oh, take my head off, kid. It's just a business proposition. Jake and I sounded out the stranger last night. He's agreed to join up with us. I thought maybe you'd be interested, too.
Join up with who?
Hutch Larson.
Never heard of him.
Never heard? Say, where have you been keeping yourself?
These parts are small pickings to me. If your gang works around here, they must be pretty small time.
Small time? Why, you...
Save it, Jake. Kid, you've been talking big. Maybe you are. There's one thing you get when you travel with a gang that you don't get traveling alone. That's protection.
What do you mean?
Well, if Jake and me or the stranger here was in the hoosegow tempting a noose, same as you are, the boys would get us out.
If you got such smart friends, what are you doing here?
We're only in the hoosegow for a few days. They nailed us for shooting up a cafe.
Yeah. But you're still here. I put a rope around your neck, kid.
That's what you think. I'm getting out of here tonight.
How?
None of your business.
Listen, kid. There's something I ain't told you. The stranger here is going to take the gang where we can get our hands on a fortune and gold when we get out.
What of it?
Take us with you. When you make your break, we'll cut you in for a share as a member of the gang.
I don't know.
Tell them about it, stranger.
Take us with you so we can join the gang, kid, and I'll lead you to all the gold you can carry.
How about it, kid?
Well, I...
Here's something else you'll like, kid. You remember Marshal Carey who jailed you?
Yeah.
The boss is going gunning for him.
Gunning?
Yeah. The boss figures the marshal is getting a mite too nosy.
When's he planning to do it?
First chance he gets.
You don't act very pleased about the news, kid.
Say, he don't for a fact, does he?
Well, ain't that. I mean, I was planning to kill that tongue wagon marshal myself.
Well, maybe the boss would be willing to step aside for you, seeing as you got a personal grudge.
Yeah, maybe he would.
Well, we'll never know while we're in here.
He won't be in here after tonight. I'm cutting through them bars with this saw.
Saw? Where'd you get that?
Never mind. Just be ready to ride when you're free of this shack.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. It was dusk when the four men cut their way through the bars of their cell window and escaped from the jail.
When we get clear of the town, scatter.
Where'll we meet later? Hit the creek in Sutter's Gulch.
Well, I found Marshal Carey. I don't want your boss to shoot him before I get a chance.
You'll have to hunt him down, kid, same as the boss.
Oh, we were almost clear of the town.
Hey, ain't them the outlaws that was locked up in jail?
Yeah, they must have broke out.
They've seen us.
Yeah, don't forget you two. Meet us at the hideout in a couple hours. Come on, get fire!
As the two outlaws hurried to the hideout and Jim Carter rode to find Marshal Carey, the Lone Ranger urged his great white stallion forward to the camp where he had arranged to meet Tonto.
Oh, Silver, oh, boy, ho. It's good to see you again, Tonto.
And good you here. What you find out?
Plenty. I'm meeting the gang at their hideout tonight. I told two of the outlaws about the gold, and they fell for it almost without a question.
And what we do now?
I met a young fellow in jail who's being taken in the gang with me. He goes by the name of Kid Carter, a notorious killer.
Carter? That name is Sheriff, too.
That's what I'm thinking, Tonto. Sheriff Carter had a son. He went away to college in the East 4 years ago.
Maybe this Kid Carter, Sheriff's son.
Perhaps Kemosabe. Would be an awful blow to the old man if he knew his son was a murderer, and yet I...
What you think?
There's something strange about the kid, Tonto. He acts conceited, as most killers are. There are times when he seems to be playing a part.
Oh.
What's more, when I saw him shooting at the marshal and his men, I could have sworn he was shooting into the dirt.
Oh, that plenty strange.
Tonto, ride to the jail. The sheriff was expected back about this time. Find out what his son is like.
Then we know truth, huh?
Right, Kemosabe. Then get him to round up a posse and ride to the creek at Sutter's Gulch. The gang will be waiting for him.
Tonto Sabe.
Until later, then. Adios. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, scum.
Faster, big fella.
Bounding up the slope toward Sutter's Gulch, the great white stallion laid back his ears and settled into his powerful stride. Suddenly, the air was rent by a shot.
Hold, Silver. Hold, my foe. Came from that direction, big fella. We'd better investigate.
Resuming his stride, Silver raced around a bend in the trail, then pulled up short. Face down on the trail lay a man.
Steady, boy. Steady. Easy. Let's have a look at this fella. Still alive. Marshal Carey. That's Larson got to him sooner than I expected.
Paper. Pocket. You tell Sheriff. Innocent.
He's fainted. Well, let's see. He mentioned a paper. Here. Yes. This throws a new light on Kid Carter.
Here, Silver. Got to get this man to Doc Burns. Steady, boy. Stand still. Easy.
There. We'll have to carry two for a few miles, big fella.
Steady. Easy now. Come on, big fella.
The Lone Ranger left the marshal with a doctor a few miles down the road, then hurried to keep his rendezvous with the gang. Meanwhile, Tonto had found Sheriff Carter.
Hey, what do you mean, busting into my office like this, Redskin?
You come. Catch Larson gang.
Catch the Larson gang. That's a laugh. Two of them just escaped right out of this jail, together with a killer and a holdup man. And you're telling me I can catch the whole gang?
Them wait at hideout. Creek and Sutter's Gulch.
Hey, who are you anyway, Redskin?
Me Tonto.
Tonto? Tonto. Name seems familiar.
Me friend, the Lone Ranger.
But the Lone Ranger?
Huh. Him make believe, him hold up man. Spend time in jail with outlaw.
What in thunder? You mean...
Him learn him hideout from outlaw.
Talk some more.
You come, you catch gang.
Catching a gang ain't enough. We've got to capture him in the act of doing something.
You catch him, steal gold, and surround him, and then retreat to hideout.
Steal gold?
You get posse. Make ready quick.
It's worth trying anyway.
You catch Kid Carter with gang, too.
Kid Carter... I wonder...
Maybe him your relative.
Of course he ain't. My son went east to college 4 years ago. Couldn't be the same man.
Maybe him come back. become outlaw.
Oh, Jim wouldn't.
You know plenty soon. You find Kid Carter with gang.
If my son's a crook, I'll give him the same treatment I'll give the others. Come on.
After the gang had assembled at the hideout, Hutch Larson rode forth to meet them. He glanced briefly at the Lone Ranger, still skillfully disguised as a cowpuncher. And then his small, cruel eyes came to rest on Jim Carter.
You, come here.
Me?
That's right. Understand your handle's Kid Carter.
Yeah.
You're a regular killer, ain't you, kid?
What do you mean?
Jake and Limpy tell me you wanted a gun for Marshal Carey yourself.
Yeah, I... Do you know where he is?
Well, if he's where I left him, he's flat on his face on a dusty trail.
You mean he's dead?
As dead as you're gonna be, Carter.
I don't understand.
Now, you don't think I'm as dumb as those two galoots you met in jail, do you?
But I...
First you appear with a name just like the sheriff's. Then you pull a saw out of the thin air and cut through the bars. Maybe them two have a connection. A kid?
What do you mean?
Kid, I just follow my hunches. And I got a hunch it's safer to get rid of you as soon as we return from this gold haul.
You mean that...
Jake! Limpy!
Coming, boss.
Right with you, Hutch.
Now, you two hombres already made one mistake with a kid. And I'm advising you not to make another. But take him into the cave. Watch him till I get back.
You can trust us, boss.
Come on. Get down off that horse. Now get moving, you double-crossing polecat. A killer, eh? Take that.
Don't take too much out of the kid, Jake. I want something to work on when I get back.
Sure, boss. Come on. Get along to the cave. Come on, there, boss. Get along there.
Come All right, stranger. Come on up here.
Well, are you ready for me to show you where the gold is, Larson?
Yeah. Say, that's a mighty handsome piece of horse flesh you got there.
I think so.
When this job's over, we'll be making a trade.
No, I'm sorry, Larson. As long as I've got anything to say about it, you'll be my horse.
Yeah. Where's this gold you're taking us to?
It's cached at the gold mines. It's not far from here.
Jake and Limpy told me they picked you up in jail the same time as a kid.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know nothing about you, stranger. They ain't got the time to ask questions. But just get one thing straight. If you try to cross me, I'll riddle you with hot lead. Now lead on.
Come on, Silver.
Following the Lone Ranger's lead, the gang guided their horses down the rocky trail toward the gold mines. Soon they were in sight of their destination and rode forward to where the gold was cached.
All right, boys, bring up them pack horses and load up.
Yeah, looks like you had the wrong slant on you, stranger. Oh, this gold's enough to make my mouth water. But I can't understand why they don't keep a couple of guards around here.
Those bullets was aimed over your head, Larson. Next ones will be on the line with your heart, unless you throw down your guns.
You're surrounded, Larson. Surrender or we'll riddle you.
Oh, you dirty double-crosser.
Put your guns in leather, Larson.
Oh, my arm!
Tell your men to throw down their guns, Larson, or the posse will wipe them out.
Tell them yourself. I'm getting out of here.
Hunter and Silver.
Back along the rocky trail from the mines to the gang's hideout raced the white stallion in pursuit of the black horse and his rider ahead. Before long, the hideout was sighted, and Hutch Larson rode up to the cave to revenge himself on Jim Carter for his share in the gang's betrayal. But as his gun lifted to fire, a lariat snaked through the air from the Lone Ranger's hand and jerked Larson from the saddle.
Ho, Silver, ho, ho, ho!
Let me go! Let me go!
You'll stay just as you are, Larson, till the sheriff's ready for you.
Oh, ho, 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 ho. Well, Larson, so we caught you at last.
You can't hold me, Sheriff. You got no proof.
Yeah. This time you're wrong, Hutch. Attempting that gold robbery fixed you and your gang for a long stay behind bars.
Dad.
What? Why, Jim.
Kid Carter. That's who he is, Sheriff.
Kid Carter.
Then you really are in with these outlaws, Jim.
Dad, listen. Sure he's in with the sheriff. He's the one who broke the boys out of jail.
Is that right, Jim?
Yeah, Dad, but...
You can't jail us unless you jail your own son, Sheriff.
Dad, you gotta believe me. Marshal Carey and I fixed it up for me to pose as an outlaw to trap the gang.
Oh, that's a likely story, Sheriff. If Marshal Carey was in on the plan, why ain't he here to prove the kid's innocence?
Because he's dead.
Of course he's dead. And who killed him? You did.
Jim, I can't believe it.
Dad, Larson's lying. You can't believe what he says is true.
Try and prove it ain't the truth.
The proof is right here, Sheriff.
What?
Marshal Carey was afraid something might happen to him while Jim was in jail. Realizing he was the only one who shared Jim's secret, he made out this paper testifying to Jim's innocence. It bears the marshal's signature.
No, it's a forgery, Sheriff. You can't take that hombre's word. He was one of them who escaped the jail.
Is that true?
Yes, Sheriff, but you don't have to take my word. Marshal Carey will support the truth of what I say himself. He's in the care of a doctor not far from here.
You mean he ain't dead?
No, Larson, he's alive. When he's well enough, he'll testify against you.
Jim, forgive me.
There ain't nothing to forgive, Dad. You were just doing your duty like you always did.
If it hadn't been for this stranger here, I'd have made an awful mistake. Stranger, Why, stop him, Jim.
Can't, Dad. He's too far away.
Doggone it. It ain't every day I get a chance to thank the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger?
That's right, Jim. Just look at that fella go.
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Like and rate it in iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. Follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.